Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Good morning, and we hope it's a good one for you. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We got a fun show lined up for you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good over here. Blue skies, and I can't complain right now.
It's a little crisp.
Yeah, right? The winds are gone. They're all down south. We didn't really have much to deal with. But guess what? So usually at this time, I mean, it feels like every other morning, 50 degrees. We're not bad. But we usually spike another 30 degrees for the afternoon high temperatures. We're only going to get about 10 degrees warmer from here. 10 to 12. Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, especially after this weekend.
Any rhyme or reason for that, Brittany?
Well, we had a big cold front push through overnight. That's why those winds started to get a little feisty. And we've just got this dry Canadian air mass that has moved in with this high pressure system. And it's actually dropped our dew point so low that we have a moderate fire risk out there. So definitely no bonfires today. Be careful if you're out on the farm, any sparks or things that could trigger something, because with the breezy winds and just how dry it is, this air mass is so dry. You're probably going to want to use some lotion today, too. You'll notice a difference. Or maybe even your lips getting dried out, chapstick. You're going to see it today. That's what's happening.
Good to know. Well-detailed thing. That's great.
And did she say a Canadian front? So yeah. We can blame Canada.
Blame Canada for the Canadian fronts and the...
We can.
Oh, that's good. That nice reference. Nice reference. And I knew it was a Canadian front. I had a feeling. I it didn't feel like an Iceland front. It felt like more like I don't know what I'm talking about, Brittany. I'm sorry for wasting your time. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that with everybody. Also, you can now pay an Uber driver to get your Halloween costume.
What?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. How many of us have seen a UFO in the top cities for sightings? I think that's a fun way to kind of kick off October.
October, yes. Spooky.
There's that coming up. We've got a couple of other ones for you. And then we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friend Connie Hankey. She is going to join us.
Yeah.
Connie, not only a watercolor artist and art director over at the Alexander House, but a longtime friend of us here at 97.5 and WFHR and FRM and so many other things. Not FRM, but other things. Connie is wonderful. Looking forward to Connie joining us a little bit later. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. But 9 o'clock hour, also some entertainment news in there. Talk a little bit about some of the things we'll be covering and doing here at Civic Media today. That coming up. But right now, yesterday, Melissa, we started our show with a nice motivational speech from a school teacher. Today, we have one from a four-year-old.
Oh, good.
This is interesting. A mom asked her four-year-old son to help her do the dishes, and he tried to get out of it with a motivational speech about how he believed in her. And I just want to play this for you right now. I just want to play this real quick.
Please help me with the dishes.
Hey, Mommy, you're 40, and I'm 4.
Okay.
And so you are older than me. I think you can do it by yourself. I believe in you. I believe in you, Mom.
I can do the dishes myself?
Yeah, I know you can do it by yourself.
Dude.
I believe in you.
Come and help me in the kitchen.
No, I believe in you.
Ugh, no help at all. Yeah. I love you. Now follow me to the kitchen.
Yeah. Now grab a towel. That's essentially grab a towel, kid. Get over there. That's great.
You're older than me. I believe in you.
It's wonderful. It's a great move. It moved me. I got motivated from it. I also got motivated to tell him to grab a towel. Grab a towel.
You know, he's taking those lessons mom's teaching him, though, and applying them to real life situations. Well done, son.
No, I am very impressed. I'm very impressed with that young man. Well played. It's not going to work, but very well played.
But it's going to help him later in life.
He's already learning how to. Early on, I think that he really believes it could work. I think he loses a little bit of energy as he gets going there, though.
Well, because he could probably see Mom's face.
Yeah, it just knows.
And Mom's face wasn't buying it.
No, not at all. today is National Taco Day. It was celebrated every year on October 4th, but they change it to the first Tuesday in October, so that's always a Taco Tuesday.
Hey.
A lot of great places to enjoy some tacos today.
Good excuse to get tacos.
Mm-hmm. The best way to celebrate is to eat tacos. Naturally.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So multiple chains are offering deals. Mostly.
Or like us, we can just talk about tacos.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we have to live vicariously through all of you right now. Go and enjoy your tacos. Multiple chains are offering deals, mostly through their loyalty apps. Taco Bell is one pretty elaborate, with hourly drops offering various items for a dollar. So might want to keep an eye on that. Okay. According to a survey, 90% of U.S. adults like to eat tacos.
90%.
And around 80%, 83% say that they eat Mexican food at least once a month. 17% say that they eat it weekly.
I was going to say, once a month? That seems like not enough. Not enough Mexican food.
Yeah, yeah. I think we have the perfect candidates now. We have a taco and a burrito. That they seem like they'd be able to win any election. just throw them out there. See what happens. Mexican food is America's second favorite cuisine behind Italian. The most popular taco filling by far is beef. Chicken is second, followed by steak, shrimp, fish, pork, and beans. 6% say none of these. I don't know what you're eating. Actually, I don't want to know. You know what? I don't even want to know.
it's a cheese taco.
I guess. Yeah, maybe.
James.
Yeah, just a cheese taco.
For some
taco.
Reason, I was going to call you Seth and then Bill. I don't know where those names came from.
I'm not sure.
It's the weirdness of talking about tacos.
It threw you off.
Beef or chicken.
It's understandable. Threw you off. As for toppings, 75% of people want their taco to have cheese. Lettuce is next, followed by sour cream, salsa, tomatoes, guacamole, vegetables, and beans.
Cheese is not a traditional taco topping.
No. Although it is a mandatory thing for me on mine. I love cheese on mine.
And it's a no-no for me.
I've been made fun of my whole life because I put very little on my tacos, as is shocking to nobody. cheese, lettuce, some sauce, and I'm good. Oh, salsa, and
well,
I'm good.
Well, I mean, a traditional taco doesn't really have that many toppings. It's basically like the meat and then a pico or onions and cilantro, you know, something pretty simple. Because tacos should be very simple.
I think that's, isn't that one of the joys of tacos?
Yeah.
Their simplicity? Yeah. Yeah. And to think that something so simple can give us so much joy, you know? It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But what are your is what I liked every once in a while they do come out with a new version or something that I do enjoy and there's a handful out there. So what are your favorite sides with tacos? That's another one that I think is interesting. It seems like I remember going to a girl's house for dinner once and her family was having tacos and I was excited because as picky of an eater as I am, oh, I'll eat this. They had it felt like whole potatoes in there. And shoved into the meat, and that was a little different. But then the sides, they had French fries, and I've never seen that since. I don't know anybody that's.
But that is totally a James meal.
It really was. It really was.
Tacos with potatoes inside and a side of fries.
It wasn't great. It wasn't exactly what I would have lined up myself and everything.
I recently had a burrito, and I don't remember where I got it. It might have been at like Elmez or somewhere like that. And it had potatoes inside, or French fries even. Mm. It might have even been French fries. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
It's too dense.
That's it. There you go. Yep. I couldn't put a word on it. Yes. Oh. That's it.
Beans, rice, meat. Yes. Yes to all.
Mm-hmm. And tacos.
Potatoes maybe. Yeah. Maybe on the side.
Taco, I think that tacos are so, we've seen now with the stats here that tacos are so popular. Why are we just doing Taco Tuesday, Taco Thursday as well? I say we do both. I say we get both in there.
Why do we have to limit them to 2 days?
I mean,
can we just have tacos every day?
Why not? I've tried. Have you ever tried that? Like tried eating something back to back days, or have you eaten things back to back days? Because I've gotten, as I'm older, doesn't bother me nearly as much. When I was younger, I really went out of my way to try not to do that.
I kind of eat the same thing a lot because if I make something, because I have not learned to cook for one, I end up with a lot of leftovers. So yeah, James, I am still eating the what is it, a squash curry soup that I made 4 days ago. Yeah, I'm still eating it.
When you mention these things, you remind me so much of my Nana in that way. My Nana, you know, raised seven kids along with my papa and everything, and my papa didn't cook a whole lot, so she mainly cooked the whole time. So by the time that I show up and I'm living with them out here, she's still cooking for like 7-8 people. It was just on us to eat a lot, and we had leftovers for days. We just still the only.
And there's nothing wrong with I like leftovers.
Oh yeah.
It after you eat the same thing for 4 days in a row, you might kind of want to eat something else.
Yeah, you want to change it up a little bit. It can get a little tiresome after a little while. Did want to get
tacos never go old because you can always put something different in them.
Mm-hmm.
Taco toppings are very versatile.
And there's so much about tacos to enjoy. Enjoy them, everybody. And let's dive into this now. On Friday, Seth and Melissa and I are going to be getting together, and we'll be hanging out, talking about some things to look forward to in October. But what about October? What are some fun things about October? Like opal is the birthstone of October.
Yeah, that's a pretty one.
Tourmaline is a popular gemstone that comes in many colors, and each opal has a unique color combination. I didn't know that. The birth flowers of October are the marigold and the cosmos.
Marigolds are such an awesome flower.
Mm. They are. Yeah. There's a bunch of different things happened in October. In October 1886, France sent the Statue of Liberty to the United States.
Hey.
That's pretty cool. In 1903, Major League Baseball World Series began. It was the beginning of that. That's pretty cool, too. And pretty cool whenever we get a listener call in. And let's go ahead and hear from you. Well, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Most houses have a refrigerator with a freezer. When you make too much for one day, freeze half of it.
Yes.
Bring it out a couple weeks later.
Absolutely.
100%. 100%, mm-hmm. Sir. Yep.
Problem is, I've run out of freezer containers.
So like I said, it's hard to make one meal out of something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you do that often, sir?
Not every week, but a couple times a month, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. It's almost like picking out what you're going to wear the next day and getting that out of the way. It's like, okay, at least I got dinner covered or I got lunch covered. I like having things covered. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a really good idea.
Yeah, great idea. I appreciate you. Have a good morning.
Thanks.
It's a good one. It's good.
For sure.
October 24th, 1945, the United Nations were founded. Right. Yosemite Park was founded on this day in 1890.
Hey.
There's a lot of stuff in October.
There is.
We have our Hunter's Moon, our full moon coming up in this October. Ooh. Looking forward to that. So there's quite a few things. And, of course, Halloween.
Of course.
Looking forward to it. This is Halloween.
Yeah. And locally, we have so many things to look forward to. The Giant Pumpkin Fest is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
And I know there's more. I don't have my events calendar up in front of me. But
we'll be talking about them.
Yep. Oh yeah,
we'll be talking about it. This is this is the beginning, everybody. It is it is go time from now until at least January 1st, where we've just got nothing but holidays and busy times and good, fun busy times, good busy times. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of great things going on over the next couple of months as we get into longer sleeve weather and all of that.
Yes.
Melissa and I will be right back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got some great specials going on today. They have a wake up wraps on spinach tortilla with bacon, egg, and cheese today. That's their special. Their lunch special are some beef tips. Got great specials for you all week long. Go check it out over at El Cafe and wish them a great day from all of us.
And you know what? I don't think there's anywhere else that you can get breakfast tacos. James.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a pretty fair point. I'm pretty sure you're right about that one.
It's a choice of three tacos or burrito with scrambled eggs, chorizo, pico de gallo, and just for James, topped with cheddar cheese.
How do you like that? There you go. We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate with us as well. You can send them to email them to info@WFHR.com or, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Or you can call up like somebody has. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I would like to turn in two birthdays for October.
Excellent. Right. Okay. Okay.
It's the October 27th for Jeff Fuller.
27th
for Jeff Fuller. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And the 29th for Caroline Mansell.
Caroline. All right. We have them on. I've got those written down, and we will make sure that they are on the list when that day, those days come up.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling in.
You also. Bye-bye.
Right. That's how easily it's done, everybody.
Just like that, and they're added to the list later this month.
715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. And the reason we collect all these birthdays is beginning of every month, we grab a winner from our list, and they get two $20 gift certificates to take over to El Cafe.
Whew, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, yeah. September had 30 days, and we had 30 entries. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Love when we hit that quota. That is always nice. It goes over well with our higher-ups. No, they don't. They don't care. They're fine with it. But we do appreciate it.
We celebrate you.
We do love celebrating you guys. So, Melissa, you get to pick our winner for this month, the month of September, I mean. Give me a 1 through 30.
1 through 30. Ooh, this is hard, James.
Yeah, I tried to warn you.
There's too many numbers to choose from.
A lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. Okay. I'm going to choose 3.
Okay, 3. And that is Carl and Margarita Klingforth.
Hey!
Carl and Margarita had an anniversary on the 20 earlier in the month. Early in the month, they were able to qualify. They were qualifiers, and now they are winners. Carl and Margarita Klingforth. Hey, congratulations!
Enjoy that food at El Cafe. It's so good.
Yeah, enjoy you too.
You know, I want to try the breakfast tacos sometimes, but I always get the Eggs Benedict because it's just so good.
You are the second person I've heard say that about those. I've heard really good.
They have multiple kinds of Eggs Benedict too. Their Irish Eggs Benedict is fantastic.
Mm. We take a look at our local list here, and Melissa, I need a 1 or a 2 from you.
How about 1?
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. And first up, wishing a happy birthday to Andrea Hayworth.
Happy birthday, Andrea.
Enjoy your day, Andrea. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Tina Washington, our qualifier.
Hey, congratulations, Tina.
Enjoy the day, Tina. Hope it's a good one. And brag to all your friends and strangers and animals that you are our qualifier, our first qualifier of the month of October.
Random animals.
Yes. Congratulations, Tina. Enjoy your day.
Tina, why are you talking to squirrels? Well,
yes.
They said I should tell animals. I haven't seen any yet, so.
We are nothing if not a great influence on people and animals. Taking a look at our celebrity list, Brie Larson is 35.
All right. I don't know who that is.
Captain Marvel in the MCU, Oscar winner for the movie Room. Fantastic actor. Wonderful actor who only seems to get better at what she's doing. Good as a lead, good as a co-star, good as just a cameo. She's got a really good ability of just working well with others and just a very solid, solid actor.
Yeah, I read the book Room. I don't know if I could watch the video.
Yeah,
because the book was very disturbing.
I watched it, and immediately afterwards, I had to sit there, let it process, and then went back and watched a handful of scenes because I'm like, I think that's an Oscar performance. Every once in a while, you see something and you leave it, and the actor in me, you know, it trumps and gets higher up than the person just enjoying a movie, than just watching a movie and everything. And that was one of those performances.
The storytelling.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I heard that performance. I'm like, well, okay, well, I know why I got that one checked off. Best actress, I got that done. She's winning that year. Journey Smollett-Bell is 38, Black Canary in the Birds of Prey movie. She was in True Blood, Friday Night Lights, and Lovecraft County as well. Great actor. Great actor.
Hmm.
Sarah Drew is 44. Dr. April on Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Zach Galifianakis is 55. Fantastic stand-up comedian and writer and actor. Many people know him from the Hangover movies. He's currently on guest starring on Only Murders in the Building. He is supposed to be... They're doing a movie version of Only Murders in the Building in the TV show. And they have, of course, big-name actors playing the characters. And you have Eugene Levy playing Steve Martin. Eva Longoria playing Selena Gomez in a hilarious performance. She's doing great. And Zach Galifianakis is playing Martin Short.
Oh, okay.
And the chemistry and the hilariousness between Zach Galifianakis and Martin Short is wonderful. Just great.
Well, and he's had quite the career.
Yeah.
As well.
I remember him as a stand-up comedian being out there and having a big piano out there and playing along with the piano. And where usually, you know, you hear a rim shot or something with a joke, he would like hit a piano note or something. Just a fun, interesting comedian. Between Two Ferns, one of his more popular bits that he's done over the years.
In all the Hangover movies.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good one. Mark McGwire is 61. It's a very, very gray area with Mark McGwire when we talk about him and his baseball career. Interesting to be talking about him right a day after Pete Rose has passed away. So I'm sure that'll come up on Playmakers. Be sure to join us tomorrow for that. Let's see. S.A. Morales is 62. Wonderful actor. La Bamba, NYPD Blue. He's in the Mission Impossible movies as well. Really good actor. Let's see here. Rod Carew is 79. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. One of the better players that most of us have ever seen. The great, the legend, Julie Andrews is 89.
Wow.
You talk about careers, you talk about legacies. It just don't get much bigger or better than Julie Andrews.
No, she is fantastic.
Not only an incredible human being. I just actually saw her. I didn't know that today was her birthday. I saw her wishing President Jimmy Carter a happy birthday and got moved by her words from that. Julie Andrews' legacy is set. She could do nothing the rest of her life but sit on the couch and eat bonbons and she'd be perfectly fine. She is currently working with libraries and reading books to kids.
Yeah. Well, I believe it.
And when she's not doing that, she's doing theater. She's 89. Yeah.
Going strong.
And killing it and looks amazing, sounds amazing. As a side note, everybody, that voice, still just as beautiful. At 89, God, is that impressive. Just a kudos in one of the greater careers any of us will ever see, Julie Andrews. And as I mentioned, President Jimmy Carter is 100 today. A very happy birthday to Mr. Carter.
That's awesome.
I don't pretend to know a ton about just because I talk a lot of politics. I don't ever want to come on the air like I know everything about politics or I'm a know-it-all or something. I just grew up with it and I paid attention to a lot of it. A very similar story for me with religion. I don't pretend to know religion, but I grew up around a lot of it and certainly have experienced quite a bit of it. Whether we're talking politics or religion, Jimmy Carter is one of the perfect examples of both. Period. You want to know what as far as what I was raised and what I was told was a good Catholic, a good Christian. Talk about a guy who at his age right now is out there building houses for people. And giving of his time. You talk about a guy who, when he went up against people, when he was running for office, he wasn't out there bad-mouthing other people. He was out there telling you what he was going to do. And looking out for the American people, not just the people that voted for him, the American people, all of the people. Certainly somebody who politically was laughed at and joked about at some point in his career, and at this point in his career has become a legend and somebody to look up to. And so, not that he always wasn't this, he always was those things, but he's finally has gotten the due I think he deserves, and even that, I don't know if it's enough.
Yeah.
We say goodbye or some people that were no longer with us. Tom Bosley, Howard on Happy Days, born on this day in 1927. The great Richard Harris, born on this day in 1930. Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies. He was in Gladiator and so many other classic performances.
Mm-hmm. Irish actor, singer, and producer, director, writer.
The great Walter Matthau. Born on this day in 1920, Grumpy Old Men, the original Bad News Bears, of course, The Odd Couple, one of the greater careers, and really one of the better tag teams with him and Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
Some greats born on this day. Got a lot of great ones, Marissa.
So many.
We don't always have a great list, but a good list today. It's always a good list because it always includes all of you. We appreciate those local birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. One more time, our winners for the El Cafe gift certificates for the month of September, Carl and Margarita Klingforth.
Happy anniversary. Congratulations. And enjoy those gift certificates from El Cafe because you're going to get some good food there for sure.
Yeah, enjoy, you guys. We'll see you over there. And one more time, happy birthday to Andrea Hayworth.
Happy birthday, Andrea.
And to our qualifier, Tina Washington.
Happy birthday, Tina. Congratulations.
And to our listener that called in those birthdays, thanks so much for that. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
You guys have yourselves a good break here. Enjoy some news. Maybe get something to drink. Fill up your coffee. Come on back. And Melissa and I are going to talk with you about Halloween costumes and how you can get them even easier. It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio, Halloween time with the bumpers. Happy October, everybody. Oh, greatest bass line of all time, Melissa. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Melissa and James here with you, getting into the Halloween spirit, the October spirit, if you will.
Thank you, Seth.
We're going to talk a little, yes, a big shout out to Seth. Nice work on the bumpers here. And I love the colors. They're all orange and black, too. I love it. is this peak laziness? Is this the laziest thing or one of the laziest things we can do as human beings? You can now grab your generic costume from Spirit Halloween without even getting out of your couch. First off, I don't like the generic costume thing. That's not, I don't see many generic costumes anymore. When we were kids, there were generic costumes.
Yeah, it's called a sheet.
Yeah, yeah. if you were lucky, there was that. There was the, if you were like lucky enough every once in a while, you maybe got to get a costume, but they were just like a plastic mask that you could barely breathe through.
Mm-hmm. Or see out of.
Yeah, yes, yes. The costumes were always thin, which us here in the Midwest, you know, at the end of October, that was always rough.
You got to get them three sizes bigger so you can put a snow suit underneath.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I really see generic costumes anymore. Most of them are really well done and then, you know, pretty good.
Well, by generic, I mean, it's also like anything you get from Spirit Halloween is so mass produced.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of them out there.
I see what you're saying. Yes, yes. Uber announced they're partnering with Spirit Halloween, so you'll be able to pay an Uber Eats driver to go grab your costume this year. The press release says it's Uber's newest step in the quest to help us, quote, get anything delivered on demand. Grubhub, I think, does a similar thing like this. I don't know if they do the Halloween costumes, but doesn't... I don't use these services, so I don't know them that well, but I know there's ones where it's not just food they'll grab you, but they pick up other things, too, so... the press release says it's that it's new and now they own Postmates as well now too. Uber Eats. So so you can order through Postmates, Uber Eats, or the Uber app. Spirit Halloween recently announced that they have more locations than ever, with 1,525 of them across the U.S. and Canada. I always buy stock in Spirit Halloween in October. I forget to sell it though, so usually by December or January, it's no good. It's no.
I like the empty storefront.
So I'm trying to think, like, because to me, I haven't gotten to do this much, but over the weekend, I decided, you know, I'm going to get a Halloween costume. I've done it in years. I'm finally going to do it. I've been talking about it, doing it for, you know, years. Just finally do it and get it done with. And I had fun doing it. It seems like it would be fun to go and get your Halloween costume. I don't know if I'd want somebody else picking
it. Somebody else to go shopping for
me.
It's pretty low effort. And also, I know that these are gig employees, and there's a whole issue surrounding Uber and what they're doing to their delivery drivers, on a large scale. This is just another example of exploiting their workers.
Yeah, and
they don't pay them enough.
No, and I... I say this a lot this time of year, is a lot of coaches are losing jobs and things, and I'm not in favor of anybody losing a job or getting rid of jobs. Nobody's going to go on the airwaves or media and say that. That's certainly not what I mean by this. But I am in favor of, you know, maybe we don't have this job, and maybe there's other jobs these people could do, because there's a lot of jobs out there, and there's a lot of other things that people can do with this skill set that could do those jobs that we could use good people in.
I don't know if you sign up to be a transportation expert, if as it were.
I like that.
That also requires you to be a personal shopper.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Since
I don't know.
When?
I think certain things, you know, they should take a little work. And I don't know about Halloween costumes, but I think certain stuff, you know, shouldn't we earn it a little bit?
Well, and then what? It's the wrong size. It doesn't fit, because, you know, when on earth does packaging sizes ever actually coordinate to real people sizes?
Yeah.
So then what? You call Uber and say, you got to return this for me and get the next size up?
Well, and I don't put this on the people working at the fast food places or the Uber driver, but I can't, if I've gotten like five orders, three of them have been missing something. So, I mean, you're so right about this, as far as getting the right thing. How do you know you're going to get the right thing? You go get it.
Right.
You go do it. Like,
or, you know, we already have a system of ordering things and getting them delivered. It's called online shopping.
Yeah. I think when it comes to single parents or people that, you know, are outnumbered by their kids, then, yeah, I mean, I could see where something like this might be convenient. But then at the same time, this is part of the fun of being a kid, is getting to go and do this stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, yes, does having options for being able to get things another way benefit parts of the population? Absolutely. But I feel like the service is already there.
I don't think that everything
and
should,
is it
yeah.
any less expensive to call up Uber and say, go get me a Halloween costume, than to just order one online and have it delivered?
Yeah.
I'm very confused by this, James.
Yeah, I don't see where the market for this. When it comes to fast food and Uber Eats or you know, a Dash, DoorDash, or any of these places, I can get the convenience in that, especially with the, you know, families and a lot of those things and how busy the week can be. I get that. That's food. That's a necessity. I understand. With the costume thing, it just doesn't. I don't know. I really wonder the percentage of people that really could be benefited by this. I'm sure that there will be people that will use this, but whether they need it or not, I don't know.
Well, and maybe in a bigger city, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Uber isn't something that I have like maybe ridden in an Uber twice in my life.
I will.
I think I've never gotten DoorDash.
Mm.
I don't think I really get delivery food at all, ever, in my life.
Yeah, I don't do it very
often. Just because I've never really lived anywhere where that's a possibility.
Yeah. I will say I could see one use for this, and please let me know if there's other ones out there, 715-424-2600, an embarrassing Halloween costume. I can see then possibly, hey, you pick this up. I don't want to pick it up. Yeah, I can see that. But how
can
often is that happening?
Please drive to the Halloween store and buy me a hot dog costume.
Yeah, but I don't really want to be. I don't want to be seen.
I don't want to walk up to the aisle to the checkout with that in my hand.
I honestly thought that was a big whole. That was a big thing about people buying items for and go picking them up and everything. Like, I don't want to pick this up. Could you pick it up for me?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I'm really racking my brain trying to think of the type
James,
of. Yeah, I really am. I admit it, because I don't know what you could really use, why you would need this. I understand why Uber came up with it. They're trying their darndest to stay relevant. They're trying their darndest to find as many uses as you can. That's what a good business does. But the people,
and they also got to do something about all the lawsuits that they're fighting,
right?
Out there.
Yeah, because a lot of these companies, I don't know if there is a single company out there that uses these services, whether we're talking about these or we're talking about taxi type services or anything, or we're talking about delivery services. How many of them actually treat their employees well? Like, what is the list of
are they even considered employees? There's
yes.
a good question.
Yeah. There's that too. There's a push that's going to come back with this. from the workforce. We've already seen it. We just saw it during the pandemic and the great migration that happened and everything.
And be sure you read the small print before you sign something.
Yeah, yeah. All I got is the embarrassing Halloween costume thing. That's it. That's the only reason I can think of otherwise. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun. And we'll get some more topics for you coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone.
Walking with a dead man on my shoulder.
Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy October, everybody.
Welcome to fall.
And what are the things that you might see this year? Some people dressed up as UFOs and everything. People don't dress up as aliens like they used to. It's not as, it doesn't have the pull that it used to, you know?
No, it's not as big.
Have you ever seen a UFO? Call up 715-424-2600. You just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, if you'd like. Mm-hmm. A new poll found almost one in four Americans think that they have. 23% say that they have personally seen a UFO before. 68% said that they haven't. 9% aren't sure. That's one of those times. Okay.
Like you're
going to
give him that one?
I'll give him that one. I mean, I saw something. I'm not sure what it was. Okay, I'll give him that.
But it was weird.
Could have been
an alien.
If it was weird, I'll count it. like a lot of things in life. Whether you've seen a UFO or not, close to a third of Americans think aliens are here. 29% think UFOs really are alien spacecraft. 35% think that there's another explanation. And 36% just said that they don't know. Only 17% of us think that we'll make contact with aliens in the next 10 years, but it jumps to 32% if you think in the next 50.
Oh.
And if we do make contact, will they come in peace? It's a 50-50 split. Half of the people who answered said yes. The other half think we're in big trouble. if you want to see a UFO, a separate study just found that your best bet might be in Arizona, specifically next month. It took the top cities for UFO sightings, and Phoenix is number one, with at least 323 reported sightings in the past decade. Tucson, Arizona is fifth on the list, and November is peak UFO season for both spots. The top cities for UFO sightings are Phoenix, New York, Las Vegas, Portland, Oregon, Tucson, Boise, Los Angeles, San Diego, Albuquerque, and Seattle. The same poll...
That's spread out across the nation.
Yeah. The same poll found 28% of Americans also think Bigfoot is real. 23% said the same about the Loch Ness Monster. I do think that there is something sort of fun about this, this topic. Yeah. If you don't take it too seriously and, you know, you just try to enjoy the what it is.
The mystery.
Yeah, the mystery.
It's always
of
fun
it.
To have a little bit of mystery.
If you're looking local, Chicago ranked 14th on this list. Indianapolis at 20. Let's see here. St. Louis came in at 28. Louisville at 30. Let's see. I'm trying to see if any Wisconsin cities are showed up on this list. And I'm not seeing it. Not seeing it. Let's see. Cincinnati. Nope. Not going to see it. Not seeing it. Oh, Madison showed up at number 70. There we go. Madison, Wisconsin at number 70. Milwaukee at 74. Minneapolis at 76. Okay. So there you go. So not too consistent for UFOs. I don't know if it's already common knowledge by now or not, but I mean, our own government has come out and said that there are unidentified objects we've recorded and seen since the 50s. So I don't think that it's really a question anymore of if UFOs are real or not. I think it's more along the lines of what do you need to believe? And this is becoming more and more of a topic in just life in general, you know, where numbers.
What kind of evidence needs to be shown to you to prove that these exist?
Yeah. And for certain people, you know, a UFO could tap them on the shoulder, an alien could tap them on the shoulder or whatever, and they're still not going to believe. Right. And then there
land
are
in your backyard.
Yeah.
That's not real.
And then there are people that watch E.T. and think it's a documentary. there are wide ranges of people out there. And hopefully somewhere in the middle, the rest of us meet, you know, because I do think it's fun. But I also I feel for people that put so much into this when we don't know. I find it interesting too, the idea of the people that believe that we're going to make contact in the next 10 years and how that jumps to 50 or 32% in 50 years. I think that we're also all raised in a society, whether it's pop culture or, you know, just movies and TV and all that stuff. Everything always happens in the future and way into the future. So it seems more believable when you add on that extra 30 years, which that has nothing really to do with UFOs. I just think that's interesting that when you ask people those questions, the farther back out you go, the more likely, we can have flying cars and all this because it's, sure. 50 years from now, of course, you know. It's what we said in the 1950s about this stuff, and look where we are. We're not the Jetsons, you know. We're not.
Yeah. But I have to say that, I would think that for beings that are capable of space travel, mm-hmm. I would think they look at us and think we're a little bit of a backwater and we got a long ways to go before we're ready to interact with other species on an intergalactic level.
Might have to wait a little bit. Might have to. Yeah. We don't have to wait for a phone call. Let's take one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Us people in the Midwest are smart. That's why we're so low on that list.
There you go.
That's why.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I like that. I'm good with that. That's good reasoning to me.
doesn't Arizona have Area 51? So that's why you're seeing all those UFOs, because they're trying to get their people back to the homeland?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm glad this came up. Look, the whole reason why aliens keep coming back here is we got one of their vehicles, man. They're just trying to get their stuff back. That's it. If we give them their stuff back, then we probably won't see them anymore. I'm pretty sure.
I saw Independence Day. Yeah. I know what's going on.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, we've all seen Independence Day, but we'd understand what's happening. I don't know. My brain isn't good in these topics. It's too logical and too, statistical and everything. And you're never going to have that whether we're talking about this stuff or Bigfoot or anything else. I don't begrudge people what they believe, just, how hardcore you believe it and what you put into it, I think is kind of the line in the sand on this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people sit there and think, well, don't you think there's other life forms out there besides us? Does Saturn have life? They've proven certain planets do not have life form because they can't, they don't have the capabilities like us, and I don't think is there a Darth Vader out there with a third world and all that stuff? I don't think so.
It would be, one of the things about this, too, that I think is also noteworthy that never gets really said when this comes up, when we talk about the human race and human beings, and that there's nothing at all like us in the universe, that can be kind of a lonely feeling, even when we have each other. And I think it's a little comforting for some people to just even think, we're not it. There's other stuff out there. I also think that there's the side of it, too, where our egos are kind of big as human beings. And it's a little egotistical to think that we're the only living thing in the universe, while at
the same... The universe is pretty
huge. While at the same time, what Kev is saying there is also factual, too, because whether it's the moon or Mars or other planets, we have been able to put drones on or technology on, and they don't have water or they don't have any life form on there. So we have been able to check out some of these planets, which we have kind of normalized, but that is still pretty dang cool, man. it's pretty cool. We can understand what the surface of Mars is like, what the rings of Saturn are doing, these kind of things. It's pretty wild that we've been able to do that. We've kind of normalized it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just not at all.
Isn't it already fascinating enough? Do we have to make stuff up for space? It's already pretty dang cool. It's already pretty dang amazing out there. I don't know that we need to stretch our imaginations too far to little green men and everything. It's already pretty wild out there.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a black hole, people? I mean, that alone, that's pretty alienistic to me. There's a lot of stuff out there. I don't think we have to necessarily make it up. Always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Safe out there. Safe travels. Yep. Call up however you feel on this one, because this seems to be a topic that used to really, I can remember other times in morning shows where we bring this up, but we didn't even ask for calls. We just get calls from people. Not to use that as a parameter, but it does feel like this is a topic that's just kind of Like, UFOs are not what it was when we were kids, and they were, like, you know, the National Enquirer would put on there every other week or whatever. UFOs touchdown. Woman's having a UFO baby. Like all these things and stuff. And now it's just kind of like, ah. Are we bored from UFOs now, or is that what it is?
What's next?
Somebody might want to tell Hollywood that, because I have a feeling that they got some UFO alien movies in the works and everything, and they might want to tell them, hey.
Somebody call Sigourney Weaver.
Yep. That's the other part of this, too, the whole will they come in peace thing. That's always been interesting to me. I still think the greatest movie, there's been a lot of great movies with UFOs. Independence Day was a fun movie and everything, but there's an old black and white movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's still my favorite movie of this topic. And the idea is not so much of an idea of taking over or anything, but more so of the idea of sharing knowledge. And understanding each other's planets and some of that stuff and everything, which I think is the definition almost of existence. No matter what you are, a living thing, you want to learn, you want to share knowledge, those things. So that part of it seems cool.
And I'm fascinated, too, by the stories, the science fiction stories out there that why would necessarily the life forms be humanistic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many bacteria are living on this planet that will survive after or if humanity is ever wiped out?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting. Interesting topic. We are going to have a very interesting conversation to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Our friend Connie Hankey going to join us, art director and watercolor artist over at the Alexander House in Port Ooh. Edwards. They got a really cool show opening up in just a couple of days. We're going to talk with her about some of that and some of the local artists that are going to be over there. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, great.
We're also going to get in some entertainment news. Green Day is showing up in our news. First, not only because of the memes that are going on right now where somebody should wake Green Day up. but of course, there's something else that's going on with them and some radio stations. I've got a roller skating thing we want to talk about, a reality show we want to talk about. That's coming up too. And what's new on TV tonight, we're going to get into that and some of our local coverage of that. That is all coming up for you. Looking forward to it. Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.